This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I met a man recently from Orlando, Florida, who's 66 years old. And I love to talk with people that I don't know. And I just said, tell me your story. What's your story? And he told me, he said, well, 10 years ago, when I was 56 years old, I was able to retire. I sold my business and I had enough money I could retire at 56, which I thought was great that he could do. There's a lot of 56-year-old people that would love to retire. And he said, I retired to Orlando, Florida. I was divorced. I was single. And I went to Orlando. And he said, my mother called me from back in the Midwest, wherever she lived. She was 20 years older, 76, and she said, I need to move in with you down in Florida. And he said, okay, Mom, come on down. So 56-year-old man has his 76-year-old mom come and live with him. He said they didn't get along at all. They both were home all the time. He said they were constantly fighting, arguing. It was just continual conflict. So he went to his 76-year-old mother and said, Mom, you got to get out of here. You got to move. I can't take this anymore. And they went back and forth, and finally, she wouldn't leave. And so he said, okay, then I'll tell you what you got to do, Mom. You got to get a job. You're going to have to go to work. And honest to goodness, he said at 76 years of age, his mother got a job as a receptionist at a satellite TV company, and became this indispensable employee at the company. And now, come with me, 10 years later to now, he's 66, and his mom is 86, and jumps in her red car every morning and goes to work, and he stays home watching Jerry Springer and Dr. Phil. And I said to him, you don't work? And he said, no. And your mom goes to work at 86 every day? He said, that's right. And I said, who does the cooking? Mom does. I said, who does the cleaning? Mom does on the weekends, when she's home on the weekends. And even though I laughed when he told me the story and we both had a good laugh over it, there was something about it that I said to myself, what's wrong with this picture of a 66-year-old man staying home, not working, and saying goodbye to his mother at 86 as she jumps in the car and goes to work every day? There's just something that's not right with that picture, is my point. Not condemning him or whatever. It sounds like a pretty good deal on one level to me. But here's my point. There's something that's not right and unnatural with a man or woman who calls themselves a Christian who doesn't pray. And there's something unnatural and not right about a man or woman who says, I go to church every week, but I don't pray during the week. And there's something unnatural and not right about a man or woman who doesn't pray with passion or fervency. We can get passionate about politics and fervent about sports, and we're excited about this. And boy, we can get in a family argument, and we can get passionate and start crying and get upset and get all worked up. But we don't get worked up at all about prayer. When Jesus prayed with a fervency, with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and yet he was hurt because of his reverent submission to the Father. Bob Ostrander wrote about that woman. I'd long forgotten about her, to be honest with you, that old elderly lady, and she came to the door with just a table and a bed and a chair and a couch, just like he said, and she said, I want God to keep me alive so I can pray. I don't want to die, not because I want to stay alive till something special coming up on the calendar or some family event. I want to live so I can be a prayer warrior. Make it your goal and make your decision today that you're going to be known as a man of prayer or a woman of prayer.
Well, my friend, that just may be one of the most important things in your life in 2015, to be known as a man or woman of prayer. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.